The first question is, how has COVID-19 affected your faith or beliefs?
To be honest, it hasn't affected my faith very much at all. I was a spiritual guy going into COVID-19. I still am. So I believe that God's will be done. So this is just part of his bigger plan, and I'm doing my best to accommodate that and live in the moment.
Second question is your religious community still gathering currently?
No. About a month ago, all services switched to online, which is interesting. It actually makes it a little easier to attend versus getting up and getting ready and driving and what have you. Some of the parts that are interesting about not meeting in person are the chat rooms and the conversations that occur via the text chat box. I think what's missing from that is the camaraderie of people, but the worship, the music is more impactful in person. But I don't feel the sermons are any different. I believe that my pastor is very passionate, and that comes across whether he's online or in person.
I think that kind of answers the second part of that question. So how has COVID-19 affected your participation in your religious community?
I'm actually participating more because all I have to do is log in. Whereas every once in a while I find an excuse to stay home, it's just easier to log in, click on a link, and watch the service.
Number three. Okay. Is your religious community supplying or engaged any kind of community service in an attempt to help alleviate issues caused by the pandemic? And if so, what are those efforts?
Yes. There's a couple efforts going on. First and foremost, food drives. A lot of people in our congregation have lost jobs or been without paychecks for the last month, 6 weeks for some folks. So special collections have been taken, which is another interesting thing, doing that online and tithing online. But they're collecting funds specifically for that. And then in addition to that, we have a pretty high number of older congregants, and they're making sure that they're checking in both phone calls, emails, and text, because believe it or not, a lot of them communicate via that way, to make sure that they're healthy and that if they need anything, they have folks that they can send out to get paper goods or groceries so that our older congregants don't have to take the risk of being out.
Perfect. I think that ends the interview.
Great.
Thank you.
You bet.